We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
At least 8 Americans have died in the Dominican Republic this year under mysterious circumstances. Dozens more have fallen ill and one woman was beaten. If you have plans or were planning to travel to the Caribbean nation, what can you do and what should you do? Joining us live and local with some answers is David Fishman, president of Cadillac Travel. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Oh, thank you, Jackie. My pleasure.
So I actually do know people who have had plans to travel to the Dominican Republic, and they are changing them. What do you suggest?
Well, first and foremost, if you definitely want to change your plans, you should contact your travel provider, your tour operator, the airlines, because many of them are working with people to give them options and not charge them fees to make changes to go to other destinations. So that should be your first place that you should go, is really check with those providers to make sure that you can make your changes without any cost.
And in terms of making travel plans, has your travel agency, have you been calling down to the Dominican Republic and calling these resorts and asking them what's going on and how they can keep their customers safe?
Yeah, we have been working with our tour operators, the hotels, and talking to everyone to make sure that we're up on everything that's going on. There's been a lot of involvement, which is really unique, that the Dominican Republic has reached out to the U.S. and even our CDC and our FBI to do some investigation to make sure that they find out exactly what's going on, so in the future, everyone feels safe going back to the Dominican Republic.
And what, in terms of what the U.S. is, are there any travel advisories for people that are heading there, or no, not yet?
It is a level 2, but there's many countries that are in a level 2 right now. So they're just really saying that if you are going to go, that you should be safe, be careful with what you eat, what you drink, be aware of your surroundings, and do all the right things that you would do even in your own home, in your own backyard. So it's being smart and making sure that if you are going to go, that you look after what you're doing in regards to consumption of alcohol and food.
So what are some other places if people are thinking, okay, well, I was going to go to the Dominican Republic, now I'd like to go somewhere else. Where else? What would you suggest?
Well, most of the people, when you go to the Dominican Republic, it is an all-inclusive destination. Virtually every resort there is all-inclusive. So if that's the case, going to the Mayan Riviera, which some people have had concerns with Mexico itself, but it's been very safe. We haven't had any problems or heard anything recently, and they've done a lot of work to make sure people are safe there too. So going anywhere in the Mayan Riviera, Cabo San Lucas, Puerto Vallarta, you run into the same type of all-inclusive, so you'll get the same type of deals and specials and beautiful vacation and a beautiful destination. The other things I recommend, and people do a lot of, is they take cruises. Cruises are a great all-inclusive option, very safe, and people feel comfortable doing that as well. And then there's islands throughout the Caribbean, Jamaica, and St. Lucia, and other islands that have all-inclusive properties. So those are the routes that most people are going when they switch from an all-inclusive to another all-inclusive.
Okay, well, that sounds good. But for summer travel, which is kind of off topic here, what are you seeing right now? What are people booking over the summer? Mainly to Europe still?
Europe is a very hot destination. Our dollar is very strong. People are actually going north of the border to Canada because they feel safe going there too. And our dollar is very, very strong there as well. So we're seeing a lot of that. People still want to travel within Michigan and close to home. Problem is, they haven't really had the best weather for that.
No kidding.
But people are still excited to potentially drive up north in northern Michigan and go over to Chicago or do those type of trips. They're just waiting for some nice weather.
All right. David Fishman from Cadillac Travel. We always appreciate you coming on the air. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Jackie. Have a great day.
All right. You as well. A lot of fun going to be had this summer.